Good morning, West Street. I hope you're all keeping safe and well in these very strange times, and finding God's grace is sufficient for any situation you're facing in your life. It's a real pleasure for me to speak to you this morning in our new series in Luke's Gospel. As you all know, at the start of this new year and in the run-up to Easter, we're studying the life of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, and it's so good to refresh ourselves on the basics of the life and teaching of Jesus. Now last week, Graham spoke about the healing power of Jesus, and this week the message is entitled, The Miraculous Power of Jesus. We worship and follow Jesus, whose power clearly demonstrated that he is God, and he is alive today and offers us access to that same power and authority in our lives if we follow him as his disciples. I hope as we read this story together, we're all challenged to worship Jesus again, follow him in radical discipleship, and experience his power flowing into and through our lives. So let's read today's text from Luke chapter 5 and starting at verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. And he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. And then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signalled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled their boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up onto the shore, left everything, and followed him. My first point in this story is a personal visit. Let's notice where Jesus is at the start of this story. In the last chapter of Luke, he had spent his time in the wilderness, in the region of Galilee, in his hometown of Nazareth. But today, the story starts with him preaching right down on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, the Lake of Gennesaret. He's not in the synagogue with the religious people. He's not in a palace or a ruler's home with the authorities. He's not at home waiting for something to happen, as we are sometimes. But Jesus is out. He's on the seashore, among the fishermen, with the smell of fish, the nets, the sea breeze, the waves lapping. And why this particular spot? It just so happens that this is the precise spot where Simon, James and John park their boats after each fishing trip. I don't think it's a coincidence that Jesus chose this particular spot to preach on this day. Simon, James and John have an appointment with Jesus. Perhaps they don't know it yet, but these ordinary, hard-working fishermen are about to take a major change in their life's direction, to leave their boats, leave their nets, their families and friends, and become radical disciples who would follow Jesus everywhere he went, witness many mighty events, and recognise that he is indeed the Messiah. In fact, these three fishermen are about to find their place right at the centre of the biblical narrative, and at the centre of the foundation of the new church, the church that still exists and of which we're still part today around the world. So first thought, as we read this story, let's remember that Jesus wants to visit you in your ordinary life, in your workplace, your family, your neighbourhood. He's not standing far away waiting for you to come, but he wants to be with you in your environment, and he wants to call you to be a true disciple, to follow him through thick and thin, walk in his authority, even do greater works than he did in his name. Can you believe it? Jesus enters my world. He wants to make a personal visit to me and to you. My second point is personal obedience. At the start, it's quite possible for us to feel sorry for Simon the fisherman. He's had a rough night. No doubt he's tired, exhausted even, after a mammoth fishing night shift. And frustrated, perhaps. All that work with no reward. He's managed to catch absolutely nothing. Perhaps he's hungry, wanting to get home for a rest, a bite to eat. But he and the other fishermen are washing their nets, the last job that they need to do to be ready for the next fishing trip the next night. And then Jesus turns up. He's preaching right on their spot. A huge crowd of people. Are they getting in the way? Trampling on the nets? I don't know. And then Jesus wants to use one of the boats, Simon's boat, as a platform to teach the crowd. It says in verse 3, he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore, and sat down and taught the people from the boat. I'm guessing Simon is in the boat with Jesus. It's his boat, isn't it? How long did Jesus teach for? Perhaps an hour, perhaps more, the sun is up. And then Jesus has this great idea. The carpenter, the rabbi, has a great idea about fishing. I love Peter's response. It's so real. The seasoned fisherman knows the best time to fish, the best bits of the lake. He's learnt this over many years. He knows what works and doesn't work. Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But. And in that moment, with a but, he decides to obey. Because you say so, I will let down the nets. You know, a faith decision, a decision of obedience, can be a pivot in your life. A simple decision to obey the voice of Christ, even against your own expertise or logic, despite a voice saying to you, this is crazy, or people are going to ask, why are you doing that? I'm not sure what the other fishermen on the shore thought of Peter taking a fishing trip during the day in the deep water. But this decision became a turning point in Simon's life. Up until this chapter, if you read through the Gospel of Luke, he's always called Simon. During this story, and only once in the whole Gospel of Luke, he is Simon Peter. And from chapter 6 onwards, and throughout the whole story of the New Testament through the Acts, he is Peter. The simple fisherman is destined to have a life change from Simon to Peter and to become a fisher of men, not a fisher of fish. Remember, a simple act of obedience is the key to you and me finding our destiny. What is Jesus asking you to do today? Have you been rationalizing that it's really not a good idea and it doesn't make sense? Maybe inconvenient. But your personal obedience is a key to releasing the power of Jesus in your life. The third thing I want to say is a personal miracle. When we read about this miracle in this story, everything speaks to us of the overwhelming power of God. The nets almost breaking, the boats almost sinking. And through this catch of fish, Jesus is speaking to Simon. It's a fishing miracle designed specifically for a fishing man. He'd spent all night fishing, he'd used his best expertise and got no results. But simple obedience to Jesus had turned this situation upside down, answered all his needs and more. You know, if you read back earlier in Luke, for example, chapter 4, I think it's quite likely that Simon could have been in the synagogue for the healing miracle that we read about last week. And he'd certainly experienced the power of Jesus up close. Jesus had come into his house, healed his mother-in-law, and held a large healing meeting in his house. Everyone was healed just by touching Jesus' hand. But it was this personal fishing miracle that spoke to Simon. It cut through into his personal space, his area of expertise, his working life. And Peter's response was one of awe and fear. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. You know, this is the only way we can truly respond in the awesome presence of God, just as Isaiah responded when he saw the glory of God in the temple. Woe is me, I'm ruined, I'm a man of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. God is still a God of miracles today. He hasn't changed. You know, I've been very blessed to be part of Alpha over the last year or so, And within Alpha, we see so many miraculous answers to prayer. God's always blessing us with miracles for the Alpha guests. We've had 4 guests over the last 4 years who needed jobs. Every single one of them has a job now. And in 2 cases, we asked specifically for God to create a particular type of job. And they each received a job that had been designed around them for their skills, their passions and needs. Not the job that was advertised, something better. We've had many persons healed. We've had people released from addiction, set free by the power of Jesus. And Jesus stands ready today to enter into your situation with your very personal miracle to meet your needs. He stands ready to bless you, release you from sin, addiction, depression, sickness, and ill health. And he stands waiting to declare a new future for you, a future as a radical disciple and follower of his. Your life will not be the same once he comes along. Finally, a personal call. Jesus did this miracle to arrest Simon in his tracks. He was bringing him to a point of decision, no turning back. And he was giving Simon a sign about his future. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. This man who had been fishing in a lake was now to become a fisher of men, a great leader in the church. And the new fishing career was to be greater, better, more awesome than anything he'd experienced in his life. And notice how Jesus, when he speaks this to Peter, you will fish for people, speaks with great authority. There is power in the words of Jesus. When he speaks destiny into Peter's life, the response is immediate. No question about whether it will come true. The same powerful words, just as Jesus spoke, let there be light, and there was light. In the same way, he spoke Peter's destiny into his life, fisher of men. And he wants to speak into your life today. And his plans are so much greater than our imagination. You know, I was looking through the New Testament. In John chapter 21, there's a similar fishing story. And it says in that story, because John, of course, was a fisherman, so he was giving more details about the fishing details, that Peter's nets could carry about 150 fish. So I'm guessing that these 2 boats in this story would not have been carrying more than 300 fish between them. In itself, a miraculous catch for these guys. But 3 years later, Peter, the fisher of men, on the day of Pentecost, stood up and preached, and 3,000, not 300 people, came into the church through his preaching in a single day. When Peter walked into his destiny as a fisher of men, his life took off and reached another level completely. And today, God's plans for your life are much greater than anything you've experienced. And he doesn't want to erase who you are. He wants to complete who you are and reveal your true destiny, some of which will have already been partly visible in your life. But when you wholeheartedly follow Jesus, it will be revealed in all its fullness through your obedience. Look at Peter. The expert fisher of fish became a fisher of men. Just like Moses and David, the expert shepherds of sheep became shepherds of people. And this is God's way. He wants to bring out your full potential and reveal your true destiny by his miracle working power being released in your life. So to summarize, Jesus wants to make a personal visit into your world today. He wants your personal obedience. This is the key to releasing God's power in your life. He has a personal miracle for you, a sign of his love and his power. And he wants to speak his personal call and destiny over your life so that you may fulfill your full potential. I would really love to have a chance to pray for you, so please don't hesitate to get in touch with me, a member of the leadership, a member of the prayer team, if you would like some personal prayer over these things. And on Sunday, we'll have a chance to discuss and pray together in groups. I've got 3 discussion points for you then for the groups on Sunday. First of all, is Jesus asking you to do something today that requires your personal obedience? Secondly, do you need a personal miracle? Perhaps ask people in your group to pray with you about this. And thirdly, are you open to his personal call on your life? a new destiny greater than your past? And if so, again, perhaps pray in your groups for God to speak it into your life, then it might be fulfilled. Okay, great. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thanks, bye.